This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. American currency in its bill form has long been criticized for looking and feeling too similar and therefore posing a problem for blind people. There's a move now to redesign the currency so that the blind can more easily tell their ones from their 20s. But some blind people don't want any changes. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Most countries already print money in different sizes, colors, or with bumps and raised watermarks. So last month, when a judge in New York said it's time for American money to be redesigned, groups that represent the blind and visually impaired cheered, except for the National Federation of the Blind. Now that group says it will file a brief in support of the Bush administration, which announced this week it will appeal the judge's ruling.
The currency system doesn't discriminate against blind people. I can prove it.
James Gashel is with the National Federation of the Blind.
I've been blind for 60 years. I've been spending money regularly, hand over fist. I go to a Starbucks coffee stand and buy coffee, and I have nobody refusing to do business with me.
Gashel's argument is that blind people don't need government to help them keep track of their money. He pulled out his wallet.
I actually have $20 bills right there. I know that's a 20 because I got it out of an ATM machine about 2 weeks ago. Now, can I see the number on the 20s? No, I can't.
But like most blind people, he's come up with his own system for keeping track of bills. He folds 20s twice and puts them in one part of his wallet. He folds a 50 three times into a square. How do you fold a $1,000 bill?
I haven't had to worry about that.
It's not that Gashel's always against suing for rights. His group sued Target, saying blind people can't use its website. But Gashel says if blind people sue too often or take too much assistance, then it creates misunderstandings about just how much help blind people need. He's especially worried about employers.
I don't want the employer to think that he has to do things if he hires me, that he really wouldn't have to do.
Like pay for a lot of expensive accommodations to computer systems or the physical layout of the office. It's been 16 years since Congress passed civil rights law that protects the disabled from discrimination in the workplace. But the unemployment rate for people with severe disabilities hasn't budged. About 70% are still unemployed. Some economists blame bias. Then there's the belief that it's the law itself that hurts. That's a minority position, argued by a few academics and business groups and by a few disabled people like Gashel.
And lots of employers will say, look, we're a business out here. We're not a charity. I'd like to hire you, but we're not the U.S. government. We can't afford to do all these things.
The people who brought the lawsuit about U.S. currency disagree. They say the whole point is to give blind people more opportunities, especially in the workforce. Day Al-Mohammed is with the American Council of the Blind.
Most people, the first jobs they get out of high school and in college are ones in retail or in fast food, and all of those rely on being able to differentiate between paper currency.
Al-Mohammed says those entry jobs are important because they give any kid, blind or sighted, basic job skills, ones that help them get their next job. Al-Mohammed's first job, before she went to law school, was to teach piano to children. She says redesigned bills will end up helping blind and sighted people. One man told her it'd be a good thing for his wife, who's a cashier at a bank.
When you're counting out the bills, they're all green and they all look the same. She goes, you know, for them, it actually would be a little bit easier.
If currency does get redesigned, Al-Mohammed doubts sighted people would resent blind people. She says they'll thank them when they try to see what bills they've just pulled out in a dimly lit restaurant or in the back of a dark taxi. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.